Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the final week of January. The first month of this year is about to end. With the arrival of February, suddenly, spring feels closer. At least mentally. Of course, I know that cold days will continue for some more time. Speaking of coldness, last week I mentioned that the Rideau Canal had opened for skating. Guess what? Now it's closed again. After we spoke, the temperature went up and stayed above 0 degrees for several days. The canal was open for only a few days, and I wasn't one of those who had the great enthusiasm to travel to the canal during the very short window. Instead, however, I discovered a beautiful bookstore in town. It's called Squirrel Bookstore, located on Bank Street. Though I have lived in Ottawa for nearly 7 years now, I hadn't known about this bookstore until a friend of mine told me about it. The place is a paradise for a book lover because it not only has a great selection of secondhand books, but also has a coffee shop inside the store where you can read the books you've picked from the shelf. I had such a great time there that I'm sure to go back. What delightful discovery have you had recently? Today, I am sharing with you an absurd travel story from the time when I was about 11 years old. It's a story from the time when I went on a family trip to London, England. On the south bank of the River Thames, there is a famous tourist attraction called London Eye. It is a huge Ferris wheel that looks like an eye from a distance. My mother and I took a ride on the London Eye. I don't remember any scenery. Instead, all I remember is my mother's strange behavior that lasted throughout the ride. I wonder what absurd travel memory might come back to your mind as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it.
So as it won't fall. The spring I was turning 11, my family made a 10-day trip to London, England. Since my father had work to attend, it was my mother and I who explored the city together during the day. With a paper street map in our hands, we visited popular tourist spots, the British Museum, Trafalgar Square and the National Gallery, Buckingham Palace, King's Cross Station, and one day, we were walking on the south bank of the Thames, when we came across an enormous wheel towering over us. "Mum, what's that?" "That must be the new Ferris wheel our friends have been talking about," she said, looking up at the towering wheel. "Called London Eye or something. It's apparently brand new." I didn't care how new it was, but I definitely wanted to try it. My mother hesitated for a second because of her fear of heights, then gave in to my enthusiasm. It was a brave decision on her part, since she'd normally avoid height at any cost. We bought our tickets and were introduced to several other tourists who were going to share the same capsule with us. I was surprised that so many people would share a single capsule, but it turned out the London Eye not only had a large wheel, but also huge capsules. The futuristic capsule was more spacious than my family's living room back home. All sides were transparent windows, and at the center was a large wooden bench. The passengers were allowed to move around freely inside the capsule throughout the half an hour ride. The moment our capsule left the ground, all of us walked over to the edge, impatient to check out the scenery. After a while, however, I realized that my mother was missing. I turned around to find her standing by the bench, opposite from where everybody else was standing. "Mom, why don't you stand by the window?" I asked. "Don't you want to see the view?" "No, thanks," replied my mother, with her feet firmly rooted to the floor. "I'm trying to keep the balance of this capsule. If everybody stands on that side, it might tilt and lose balance." I thought the capsule was firm and very stable, but my mother was determined. As the capsule slowly changed its position, people moved along the windows following the view of the city center across the river, and my mother orbited around the bench, keeping the opposite position from the rest of the crowd. And so it continued, our half an hour ride on the London Eye, with most of the passengers clustered by the windows and my mother standing by the bench opposite from them.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.